From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Ed Mason was on the air when John F. Kennedy was shot. That was 50 years ago, and today Ed is still breaking news on Chorus Radio in Edmonton. Ed, nicknamed Uncle Eddie or Uncle Ed, began his radio career in Flin Flon, Manitoba. Over the next dozen years, he worked at radio stations across the country, including Chum Toronto. In 1975, Ed moved to Edmonton. The temperature was 40 below, and his Buick, he says, got about 8 gallons to the mile. He worked as the morning anchor on CHQT and later became news director. Today, CHQT is 630 Ched's sister station, iNews 880.
I honestly thought, what am I doing here? And then over the next little while, fell in love with Edmonton, the neighborhoods around the city, watched the city grow, watched Baseline Road get paved and then widened, and hey, it's been quite the ride.
Over the years, there have been some memorable moments.
During the Commonwealth Games in 1978 in Edmonton, I was assigned to cover swimming, which really was the premier event in my eyes, but I knew nothing at all about competitive swimming. And I was adopted by the British media for some reason. They took me under their water wings and told me everything I needed to know in a 40-second report about who won the last event and why and who were the upcoming stars and where the world would go from there.
And about all those early mornings when most people are still fast asleep.
This is true. In 35 years of working my regular shift here in Edmonton, I have never driven to work in daylight. Now, that may seem a bit strange, and it may account for some of the strangeness in me, but it's true. On my regular shift, I arrive at the radio station generally before 3:30 in the morning.
Your 50th is your golden anniversary, and it's quite fitting, because Ed's listeners say what he turns out is golden. Ed has the ability to write and tell a story that tugs at your heartstrings or tickles your funny bone, or sometimes both.
Hello out there. We're on the air. It's hockey night tonight.
Stompin' Tom Connors has kicked the plywood bucket at the age of 77. Or as only he could put it, the honeymoon is over, Poochie Pie.
Beginning announcers hold Ed in awe, but soon discover he's very approachable and enjoys teaching them. These young broadcasters will be part of Ed's legacy.
Yes, it was my way.
I'm Ed Mason. The 6:30 report continues with Bruce Bowie on Guaranteed Weather.
And I'm Bob Layton. Congratulations, Ed, on your well-deserved Lifetime Achievement Award.